Богдан. Power tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you want to go, Lavar is Elohim, and Moshe Rabbeinu the whole time, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Nisoyin of Power to be small, and even so, Power to fail. So Moshe never asked Power, let the people go. He only asked him, let us to go for a couple of days, Lavar is Elohim. At the beginning of the parsha, before Arbe, Pauli says, okay, you can go. Me and me are Hilchi. Me and me are Hilchi. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Bineoreinu beskineinu lech, Tapeinu beskineinu, Ki chag Hashem lonu. And Pauli says, no. You want? Mechuno agvorim. Rashi said, you asked to go to serve Hashem. So, lechuna agvorim. Lechuna agvorim. You don't have to have everyone to go. And Moshe says, no, binoreinu b'skineinu neilech. Everyone has to go, ki chag Hashem lanu. So the Mefoshim explain, what is the bikuach? This is Be'etzin, the Yesod of Yiddishkeit. That's what I want to speak about. Paroi claims, if you want to go to serve Hashem, lechuno agvor, the men have to go. There's no reason that a kid 1 year old has to go. If Moshe Rabbeinu would ask, please let us free, and Paroi says no, Moshe doesn't say, why? Moshe comes and says, we just need to go to serve, and we'll be back. This is the way Hashem wanted to shtel the Nisayon. So Pauli asks him, so who is going? He says, everyone. Everyone is going. Pauli is right. Zogin the Mefoshim, Pauli had a good time there. Who has to go? Only the men. Look what Moshe Rabbeinu answers. Bineoreinu beskineinu neilech, vebaneinu betapeinu neilech, ki chag Hashem lono. Moshe answers him, by us, the avoidas Hashem is not a avoida. By us is ki chag Hashem lonu. We have a chag tomorrow. We have a yontif. For yontif, for holidays, the whole family goes. Pauli said, "Mi v'mi ha'olchim." You ask ki nelcha na'avodas Hashem. You ask me that you want to go to serve Hashem. If you want to go to serve Hashem, only the men have to go to serve Hashem. Not everyone has to go to serve. Moshe answers him, Binoreinu beskineinu neilech, ki chag Hashem lonu. By us it's a chag. The Ben Rosha says, Mo avoido azois lochem. We answer it's not a avoido. The Yesod of Avodas Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Vikuach with Paroi, a guy cannot understand Ki Chag Hashem Lonu. To serve Hashem by us it's a Chag. Ivdu es Hashem besimcho, boyu lefono birnono. The Yesod B'Shoyer says when a person does a mitzvah besimcho, it's worth a thousand times when you do the mitzvah shaloi besimcha. When you do the mitzvah besimcha, it's worth 1,000 times when you do the mitzvah shaloi besimcha. Harry doesn't understand that. How he understands is a avoida. There's no reason for the kids. The kids don't have to be a part of it. Why you have to take the kids to the shul? When they'll be bar mitzvah, they can come to daven. They have to come to jump at the bima. Why you have to bring them to mikra megillah? Why the little kids have to light candles? Why the aliyah regel all the little kids come? There's no purpose. There's no reason. And Moshe Rabbeinu answers him, Ki chag Hashem lanu. If there is Hashem b'simcha, boyu lefono birnono. Our emune is the avoidas Hashem is a simcha. A person could learn all of his life and he doesn't do it b'simcha. A person could daven all of his life and he doesn't do it b'simcha. He's missing the whole mahus of the avoidas Hashem. So vayt, the Rambam brings down, it says after all of the klolas, tachas asher lo yovadeto es Hashem elokecha b'simcha. Someone will think, why is the golas? People, oh, I don't have a mezuzah. I spoke lashon hara. I spoke against Adam Godel. Everyone has the list of avoidas, the naya kind of, you know, mahalach. And the Torah says, what is the worst of avoidas? Tachas asher lo yovadeto es Hashem elokecha b'simcha b'tuv leiv. Some people think this is mistame. Somewhere in life, I will work on it. Not on the violin. I really want to know. You know, mukasein exactly. Psulav nintzis beulah. I want to know exactly the sugya. As Hashem, one day I can also do it b'simcha u'betuv leivo. Hopefully, I will get there one day. The klolis kom tachas asher lo yovadeto es Hashem elokecha b'simcha. He said, Vishenish brings down one time the simcha is worth more than 1,000 times shalai the simcha. So if a person does a mitzvah the simcha, probably doesn't understand that. It's avaydo, you have to serve. The one that could serve. And this is the reason Moshe answers him. The whole time Moshe never says it's a chag. Hashem asks, Tablus or Loikim ala harazay? But Pharaoh says, I want the list. Moshe says, everyone is going. Pharaoh says, no, only the big people have to go. So Moshe says, yeah, ki chag Hashem lanu. It's a chag. By us, everyone goes to shul. By us, everyone does the mitzvahs. It's deeper from chinuch. Hakel, everyone comes to the Beis HaMikdash. A person has to know that if he doesn't work in the Savoido, if Tachas Asher Lo Yavadeto Es Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha U'Betuv Leivo, it doesn't happen. So, a lot of times the Bocher thinks to himself, much. If I'm Tzufridin, things are going givaldik, so I'm Tzufridin. And if I'm not Tzufridin, I'm in a bad mood. So why this Shmuzes Neget Ani Bichlal? If I'm enjoying it, I'm on the good side. If things are bitter, I'm on the bad side. So, for who is the shmuz exactly? But what is a tvir? Tachas Hashem lo yavadet es Hashem elokecha b'simcha. There is a pasuk, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. Boi lefono birnono. And the pasuk says, Tachas Hashem lo yavadet es Hashem elokecha b'simcha. Five times brings down. She'ikar ha'avoyno hilavet es Hashem mitoich simcha. So Vaistois is a avoida l'avoid es Hashem mitoich simcha. Vaistois is a avoida l'avoid es Hashem mitoich simcha. And a person has to work on it. And a person that works on it gets to it. A person that works on it gets to it. I said, no, it was a Yingeman once in Yeshiva. 7 years ago, I met him. He just started to work. He was learning 1 hour a day, 2 hours a day. He said he wants to take on something. So he didn't have a lot of money. I told him, you know what, take on a mitzvah to do besimcha. He says, you know what, I will take on to do tzedakah besimcha. And any person that asks me for tzedakah, doesn't make a difference. I'll do it besimcha. I'm so happy you came over to me, zaki me in the mitzvah. Mama, you know, chitzenis meriris is a pnimius. I remember then he went inside and gave me a check, it was $100. He had written down, first mitzvah besimcha. The bank, you know, you could write down, what is the check? Yeah. First mitzvah besimcha. Tzedakah besimcha. They told me it was a month, 2 months, 3 months. Then they came, Rav Scheinberg came to his office. The father, the son, came to collect money for Teruah. And he sitting there, they came. He gave the $500 and he said, you know, I would love to give you more. I would like what I could do. I'm so happy you came. You know, this is what I have. Bet you the next time I could give you 20 times more, you know. So Rav Scheinberg told him, you know, I'm all in my life collecting. It's the first time I see someone such positive. Says he walked out of his door of Shabbat and he got a phone call from a guy that was begging him. He was begging the guy for ages to do business with him. The guy called him, you know, I want to sell you a nursing home. I know, the guy is such a tzlocha, the yeshiva sent me last year to that country. I don't want to say what is that country. He picked me up from the airport and he told me that they have a Shabbat. Machlek is in the road of the city and his wife. That, you know, it's a problem with chutzlar, it's people that own nursing homes and a big shayla and Shabbos, what to do. Pesach, what to do. Dear, if you don't do it, the goyim are very... It's a goyim, you know, if you don't run it in Shabbos, so people can die, you know. It's because Lenish Magoy is no heter. Chometz, Pesach. So you do heter mechira. You sell the nursing home to a goyim. And they do like this. The guy gives $100 down payment. The nursing home owns to him. And he owes 50 million. If he pays the 50 million, then you give him like a mortgage of 50 million for buying the nursing home. If he pays him at the end of the year the 50 million, he gets the house. If not, you collect the mortgage, the building from him at the end of the year for the chayim. At the end of the year, he doesn't have 50 million, you collect it, you sell it again. This is the Yisrael, the Heta Mechira. Kach Me'agim, Me'achim, Bagolos, Me'America. This is the Heta. I said, so what is the Shaila? This year, the profit of the nursing home was more than 50 million. So the guy has the 50 million to give me, the nursing home will stay his. So I said, stupid, why you did it? He said, I've written a number that no one in the world could have a tzad that the nursing home will make so much money. And it made more. You know, when someone knocks on the door in his house, no, the kids know, no one is allowed to answer the door. Tati runs to answer the door to do the mitzvah besimcha. He enforced it. He said he went to New York with his in-laws, and the kids were sitting in the car, and went, I think, 13th Avenue, one of the busy ones there in New York. And he said, so a mishulach came back on the window, they want money. And he didn't have. And this kid got for the first time his first $5 bill. It was a kid 3 years old. He asked his father, I can do the mitzvah besimcha? And he threw the money out the window. He managed to force himself. Now, why I'm saying it, I'm not saying a guy that is a multi-millionaire and is giving tzedakah and he decides to do it with a smile. It's a more humbling man that was working in an office. Again, he made $40,000 a year. He didn't have what to eat even yet. But he decided he's doing a mitzvah besimcha. A person could take on himself. Lamazon, I'm davening the sikh. I'm tired, I'm not tired. Tfila by me is the sikh. It starts with Kitsanias, it becomes the Plinius. I'll say learning, but learning is the whole day, you know. You have to have a good mood the whole day. It's totally Lefida Sugya sometimes, yeah? Today I had a good second Seder, so I could. Well, not Alamo. Sometimes the Sugya doesn't go out so close. I mean, you take davening. Davening by me is the sikh. I do it with a smile, doesn't make a difference. I know the Rebbeinu Shlom loves me. I know he takes care of me. It's only his youngness. And I say it to myself, and I do the mitzvah besimcha. I tell you, you start like this, it goes in all of the mitzvahs. And again, one mitzvah that you do besimcha is 1,000 times. Rabbi say, 1,000 times a mitzvah shaloi besimcha. He say, Chazal say, echot betzar, yoyisa memer shaloi betzar. Sometimes it's hard, a person has an nisoyon in life. So we spoke a lot about how a person has to deal with a nisoyon. So about it's related. But a person that wants to work in Avodas Hashem besimcha has to think about when he has nisyonis, the nisyonis are only a chetim to grow. Hashem is trying him. He said, I don't know, the days that it's hard, these are the days that count. So all the Mishonim was one of them. A person comes to the Shemayim, tell him, you have mitzvahs? He says, yeah, what? I davened, what else? I learned. He says, yeah, one day my chavrusa didn't come and I learned. Oh, 2 good boxes. What else? Night seder, my chavrusa would come 20 minutes late and I would learn 50 boxes. What else? Second seder, my chavrusa left Purim. I was left myself for 2 weeks. Oh, another 50 boxes. So. Comes up the Gan Eden, he meets his chavrusa, he tells chavrusa, why didn't he leave for the whole man? You know how much hara would happen? So solace in this world, and next world could be fakert. But I want to say a nekudah, today we speak about the simcha, not about the avoid of the simcha. Echot betzar yoyisa mimeo shaloi betzar. There's a chazal. So if a person has a hard day, and he learns even so, echot betzar yoyisa moshe, he's tired, he's not into it for night seder. He's not into it lamazak for davening. And he decides, echot betzal yesu mir shalei betzal, I'm davening shal. So he gets a schar time 100. Zogin mekubalim, but he does it besimcha. So in that day, that davening is $100,000. That one davening has a koyach of 100,000 tefillos. Has a koyach of 100,000 tefillos. Sometimes you wonder how this person is so big and I'm so small. I'm learning and he's learning. I'm trying and he's trying. Let's hear friends. They know to do a mitzvah mitoch simcha. They know even that the day that is hard, they do it besimcha. So they daven, you daven 1 shachris, he's davening that day 100,000 shachris. No? He's Rav Shteyman, you're the Bachar in the mirror. If a person will realize that now, it's not Pshat, we say in Yomi. If you don't do that, you could learn all of your life, you could do mitzvahs all of your life. Tachas asher lo yovadeto es Hashem alekecho v'simcho v'tuv leivo. The beginning of Klal Yisrael, the tchilas Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paroi, ki chag la Hashem lo. You read that Hashem said, come to work at Har Sinai. You know what is going to be there? We'll be going to be kofar and arkegigis. We'll be a terrible matzah, eishet toilo. Chazal say, Klal Yisrael will force. It's going to be a yontef. It's going to be our yontif. Ki chag Hashem lom. A bacha that wants to make kinyan in simcha has to start. I want to tell you, it sounds sometimes that it's hard to do it. The Ribbono shel Olam gives the siyata dishmaya. It's metzius. You take a mitzvah, and you're happy about it. The question is maybe, I don't know, but you know, how to give up and need it, maybe. Like what? Why taking the simcha is so important? Sure, you know, today positive energy is the most important thing, yeah? But obviously bring a positive energy, yeah? The pshat is, the avoidas Hashem is be'etzem to be close to Hashem. To want to do rotz of Hashem. Simcha is the one that is mekasher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Simcha is the mekasher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. When a person does the mitzvahs without simcha, he's missing the whole kishur with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The whole shaykh is with the Ribbono Shel Olam. He doesn't have the neshama of the mitzvah. So you're right. Maybe the real madrega is, I'll give you a touch of the real madrega. If someone emotional manages to make his father happy, he's the happiest person in the world. But he wants to make nachasua for his father, and he managed to make his father happy. He feels very good about it. Someone has a good friend, and he buys him a nice present, and the guy's happy. He's happy. First, he managed to make his Rebbe happy. He's happy. The real simcha is, when you get to the madrega, is you did what the Ribbono Shel Olam asked you to do. You're serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the real simcha that a person comes to. When a person comes to that madrega, he really gets to the real simcha. But before you get to that right simcha, that be'etzem the simcha is simcha pnimis, what we call it. I'm doing what Hashem wants me to do, I'm the happiest person. I like to say, the famous ma'aseh, it's different as chayas, than the Baal Shem Tov, the goyim, when they didn't have an esrei. So, the guy was masked to give him the esrei, al banana he will give the guy the ilam abe. So, he gave him the esrei. Al banana to yelim will have his ilam abe. So the goyim, Baal Shem, he was so happy now. Oh, now I can do a mitzvah shalem as the Kabbalah Tzchak. So Yotze Basko V'Omro, for that alone you get the Tzchak, yeah? But what a pshat that they were very happy. They were very happy because they wanted to serve Hashem. We're holding a madrega, we're very happy if we do something. Oh, we get 1,000 times, so it's worth it out of Meri Gishmak. I will get 1,000 worlds in Meri Mabu. Yeah? We're in the lower madrega of the Simcha. But as I mean, Allah avoides Hashem, we take Shaloi Lishmo, Bo Lishmo. And when you start Mitech Shaloi Lishmo, Bo Lishmo means you come and tell you, take the Maise. If you could do it in all of the davening, try to do it in all of the davening. If not, try to do it in one tefillah. This mitzvah I'm doing with Simcha. I'm happy about it. I'm happy to do this mitzvah. And you start to do the mitzvah, I'm happy to do this mitzvah. I'm excited to do the mitzvah. And you start like this, I'm happy to do the mitzvah, I'm excited to do the mitzvah. You start to get the kinyan of avoinas Hashem besimcha. And the mechadet, it's not the pshat only if you do that, you upraise the bar, you change the whole mahus of your mitzvahs. If you don't do that, it's tachas asher lo yovadeto es Hashem Elokecho besimcha ubetuv leivov. Tachas asher lo yovadeto es Hashem Elokecho besimcha ubetuv leivov. It's a tvir. It's a tvir. And you didn't do it. I'm telling you, I saw from a lot of people that started to do that. You could do it for a week, or 2 weeks, 3 weeks in davening, and stick to the davening. Stick at least for a year. But very quickly in that year, kimat everything what you do, you start to do the simcha. And like we know, all of us, that it's nice to be near a person that is happy, and it's not nice to be near a person that is not happy. A person himself likes to be near himself. Meaning to say, it helps for the person itself. a person likes to repeat. So I met Balabos, when he came with his father. He's a Choshen Balabos, his father a Choshen Balabos. But his father doesn't know what him, his father is living with his son in law, and also came. I don't know, I can't live with my father. Because when I was a kid, my father forced me to live with him. I hate to live with my father. I love my father. More than a Choshen, when the father is 60, the Balabos is 40, yeah? I just can't do it. They say that they made a research. As a kirkus, they know they have bears dance. So how they teach the bears to dance? What they do is they take the floor, they put under the floor fire, like coals, and they start to put music. When the music goes up higher, they put the coals to be higher. So the bears start to jump. Then the music goes slower, and after a month or two, they take out the coals, and they put on the music, and the bears jump at the same time. Then they come to the city, they go into a hole, they put the bears, and everyone sees the bears jump. Listen, it's check. That's what I heard anyway, yeah? So, this we speak about in Chinuch a lot of times. The person that teaches it, the kid sometimes remember, Gemara is terrible, because every time when he came back to Gemara, he got a patch from his father. So this kid, when he gets older, he hates to learn. Nothing can help. But now we're not speaking about chinuch. A person that does mitzvahs v'simcha, without realizing he wants to do more. A person that is not used to doing learning v'simcha, he does it because he has to. Selfish, without realizing, he tries to find excuses to go to a wedding. I'm not speaking about the Yitzhak Hall. Yeah, guy's a wedding. He wants to go to a wedding. Yeah? Instead of learning. Says Yitzhak, but before the Yitzhak, if you get used to that, it's happy to learn. Even he's not in Madrega to understand the sugyas, but he's used to doing mitzvahs besimcha. He will have also a pull. I'm not saying that he would love learning and jumping, and it's more from jumping in a chasana. But if not, the body right away pushes to find, yeah, mes mitzvah, chasana mitzvah, makarav yemen, all these excuses, yeah? When a person makes the ruchnias besimcha, without realizing, he decides the whole time different decisions. And it's so small to start. But I'm saying, if it will be not a mitzvah, not a yesod in ruchnias, so I'm just not giving you good advice how you can become a choshen guy. It's not a good advice. This is the mahus of the ruchnias. And val is the mahus of the ruchnias, shtei abol letaher mesayim moisu. If it will not be the mahus, it's a trick how to become a choshen guy. Some tricks work, some tricks don't work, and some people don't work, and some people don't work. Here, this is what Hashem wants. That not because you enjoy learning. That's not chazal, you like to learn. It's because I'm doing the mitzvah. I'm doing mitzvah besimcha. As I said, don't start the learning, because learning sometimes it's hard mitzvah to learn. Start with feeling. Start with feeling. Do a mitzvah, I do this mitzvah besimcha. And if you start to do it, you kind of the kinyan, and you zaych attacker to all the brachas. The Rambam says in Chizdeyes, ukishem she'aklol enemro, tachas asher lo yovato es Hashem alekecho besimcho, ha'oyved mitrich simcho, olov nemro kol ha'brachas v'kol ha'avtochas, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises siyata tishmaya, zaych the Rambam is the one that does besimcho. So, everyone to take on one mitzvah, but not to be scared. I know, what is scared, I'm saying, because the Vayimah, avoid the Lemaise, how I will start, what I will start, I will say the simcha, where it will be. Take a mitzvah and start. If it didn't work to you after a week, come over to me and I'll give you a drach.